understanding about it.
Some of them think that originated from the word Jew.
Yeah, it does.
And they had a discussion about that. Now I forgot exactly what that was. Seems like I know what you hadn't asked me.
Yeah, you could have told me. I know.
Well, anyway, it's spelled, some companies spell it J-E-W-S.
Uh-huh. No, that's what I've seen it.
It might mean a juice, like orange juice.
Oh, well, that's true.
See, because I used to, of course, I've owned them things a long time ago, you know, just see what they're like.
Yeah.
That's scrawled, you know, no music in it.
Yeah. Well, let's see.
You do it with your tongue, you know, the variation of tongue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Distance from that and inside of your mouth, the vacuum of the space in your throat and all that, like talking, singing.
Uh-huh. Well, let's see. What else? What do you, what do you call that thing that you pound nails in with?
Hammer.
Okay. And, if you have a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you have to back him in between the
shaves.
Okay.
I don't know how that's spelled.
Okay.
Shaves.
On the parts of the wheel. Okay, starting with the inside, like a wagon wheel, you got the hub on the middle, on the middle, and then you got the spokes, and then what do you call it? Outside part.
I believe it's called a rim.
Okay. Is it metal or wood or?
It's metal.
Okay.
Metal strip.
Okay, is the whole thing metal or is it just a little metal strip?
Just a strip around there.
Okay. If there's a, if you call it metal strip the rim, then what do you call the wooden part that's under the, that the spokes attached to?
Oh, isn't that, I forgot. Oh, goodness. I knew you'd ask me that.
It's not something you talk about every day, is it?
I can't think of that. I haven't seen nothing like that, so I can't think of it.
Can you stop it?
Just
well
to give it up.
Let's see what we're doing. We've done that one. If somebody was putting a load of wood in his wagon and taking it someplace and dumping it and going back and getting some more and taking it someplace, you know, and dumping it and then going back and getting some more, what would you say he was doing with his wood?
Well, if you have put it in a car, we call it a rick.
Okay.
It'd be a rick, rick of wood.
Okay. What do you call that bar that the wheels of a wagon fit onto? The bar that goes across underneath it.
You mean the axle?
Okay.
I was hoping you'd ask me something about a wagon, see how much I remember. There's a lot to them.
Yeah. Well, I may have already asked you this. I can't remember. After you've plowed, sometimes you have to go back and break the ground up finer. You know, after you, what do you call that thing that you use to break it up with finer?
Well, you call it a disc.
Uh-huh.
Disc.
Ever hear it called anything else?
Well, as far as I know, I can't.
Okay. What would you call an X-shaped frame that you lay a log across if you're going to chop it up into
length? That's called isn't that true? Not a sawhorse. I'll just go ahead and say sawhorse.
Okay. What,
I believe it's called a sawhorse.
What would you call an A-shaped frame that, or you can lay boards across it to make a table, or it's an A-shaped thing, as opposed to an X?
You mean a stew?
Well, it's like a, it's like this thing I just described that you call the sawhorse, you know? But it's just not an X shape. It's just an A. It's like that.
You mean a table? I don't remember anything of that kind.
Okay. Oh, painters use them.
Uh-oh, you getting in a different thing?
Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I can't think. I'm not a painter as much as I can paint, but I don't know.
Let's see, you fix your hair with a comb and a
brush.